successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Beat it, turkey. I'm in the middle of some Thanksgiving.
Turkey time, turkey time. Turkey time, turkey time. Gobble, 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 squat. Gobble, 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 squat. Gobble, 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 squat.
Okay.
Gobble, 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 squat.
I think we're getting
turkey time, turkey time.
This is the world of boating. Greg, your first mate, that is me, along with Barry the Boater and Mike the Mariner, getting ready for turkey time, as you do at this time of year. And, you know, whether you're going to go to a boat parade here in the coming weeks or break out the Christmas lights, dress up your vessel, I mean, you ought to do it. What the heck?
You know,
a good way to work off some of those calories. Dress up your boat, make it all shiny and new and unique. I will say, you know, the technology with the light displays keeps getting more and more interesting, and it is starting to branch out on boats. And I love watching the how the technology has evolved. You know, you see it on homes, like whether it's projectors or these new Govee lights that dance, and they're actually year-round kind of lights. But seeing them take some of that technology to boats and the boat parade is really fun.
Yeah.
And you know, and you can really dress up your boat in a way now with Christmas lights, especially those new Govees. I mean, I haven't seen I haven't seen a specific use of those on a boat yet. I'm sure it's out there if you just Googled it.
Yeah.
But I mean, but basically, you install these things, they could be on your boat year round, and they're designed to be that way. You know, so
right. they're weatherproof as far as salt water's concerned.
Well, yeah, I mean,
know about that.
Absolutely. They make them for homes. Right. And you put them on and they're year round. And when you're not using them for Christmas, you know, you tune them differently. You can put certain lights on and off.
Yeah.
You can make it more warm. You could just use it as accent lighting on a boat. I would imagine that, you know, using those type of lights on a boat would be phenomenal. I mean, especially when it's not the holidays, you could just accent your boat any way you want for any season you want. And
they're all LEDs. They're not incandescent bulbs anymore, so you don't have that problem with having to remove one bulb.
So that is your mission if you choose to accept it, is to dress up your boat in some of these light displays and send us pictures. We want to encourage it and see it. And and then maybe, I mean, are you getting an idea now, Mike? You think, hey, maybe I could do this. This is a great idea.
Yeah, I actually bought some LED light ropes. Are easy to install, and you turn them on. You don't have to plug them into anything. The batteries last a long time.
And,
you know, in the old days, people would put a generator on their boat and plug their lights in to the generator. So during the boat parade, you'd see, you know, all these boats that didn't have an onboard generator, like a bow rider or whatever, and they'd have lights all over them with a generator sitting on the back of the engine,
making a lot of noise.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think that the rope lights you're talking about, that's kind of old technology now. But these new ones that I've seen that, like I said, the brand is Govee. There's other off brands, but Govee's kind of leading the way in this technology. But it is phenomenal how much control you have over the lights once you put them up and you install them properly. I mean, they have guides and everything. You can make it look very, very professional, where it just looks like track lighting that you would have around, you know, the gunwale or, you know, or the overhang of your vessel. You could light it up there. And then you just get on your phone, say, okay, I want this light on. I want it to be nice, warm brown. I want this one to be gold or blue or whatever color you want. You can mix it up, make it dance to music. And the power usage on them, I think, is very, very, very low. I mean, you're using the battery powered ones. I'm sure you could probably install something like that or just hook them up to your system some way, but I don't think they would pull much.
If they're a 12 volt system or even a 5 volt system, or they're using a USB type power device, then they are low power. You can plug right into your system. You don't need a generator.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking. So Mike has his mission, and Barry can do it too. Yeah. I mean, Yeah, you could get some lights on your 17-foot Triumph, couldn't you?
Oh, I know that. I have lights. I have LED lights on there now.
Just like little rope things around the...
No, these are deck lights I installed. Two on my center console to face downwards.
Yeah.
And then two on the back. And they're red so that at night it doesn't mess up your night vision.
Well, that's fine. But I want you to add some bling. I'm looking for bling. Yeah. Holiday bling.
Sprinkle some,
you know, icicle lights all around the
icicle lights.
You know, the exterior of your vessel
in the frozen Florida weather.
Well, one year I had one of those big inflatable
Santas.
It was a Santa sleigh. I mean,
right.
It was huge. It took up like half the boat, and I didn't realize it was that big. It had a fan in it, so mm-hmm. I had to plug that in. I had to run my generator, and I started the generator. This was before the boat parade.
Yeah.
And when I turned that thing on, it was shocking how big this thing blew
right.
up. Yeah. I'm like, how am I going to keep this on the boat? You know? So I had it all strapped down to the radar arch and all that. And it was flopping around.
Well, exactly. Those are great until you have too much wind. And actually last year at the Winterfest boat parade in Fort Lauderdale, we had that exact scenario. The weather was perfect, but it was breezy. Especially through some of the high rise buildings. So they would cruise down the intercoastal waterway, and then we'd hit an open gap in some of the buildings, and there'd it'd be like this tunnel of wind that was shooting through and it'd blow all over and all the inflatables would go sideways. Yeah. It was a mess, you know. That's not ideal. Yeah, because people are putting up those crazy inflatables, you know, like the crazy man with his the tall tube thing you see at car dealerships. They had some of those on the boat and stuff. And those are great. Yeah, when, like I said, there's not a ton of wind, but as you know, get out on the water, the wind can be unpredictable.
We had a funny thing happen a couple of years ago. The leader of the boat parade in Sanford took the wrong channel. Five boats ran aground.
Oops.
They all followed him.
No one looked at their depth sounder, huh? Yeah. This is the reason why you can't automatically do things. You need to keep an eye out.
Well, I mean, you got to plan accordingly. I mean, we had a little bit of a Keystone cop scenario before we got into the boat parade last year because we were one of the big boats, and we were supposed to be like in one of the first 10 boats to go. I think it was three main Grand Marshal type boats, you know, we were supposed to be in the first 10. We ended up being around 30 or 40 out of 100. But the reason is because they had put all the lights on the boat and everything worked great until about 20 minutes before we were supposed to set launch. And they pulled the string on the generator and nothing happened.
That's right. Did you say someone had to go buy another generator?
And I thought we were dead in the water, seriously, because nothing.
Can you imagine?
They had all these lights and the generator wouldn't work, and they had to switch it out. We got it, but we got delayed a few minutes. Had to be pushed.
You
back
go
further.
To Home Depot, get another generator.
It was insane what was going on. It was very fun, but then it all worked out great. But I thought for a minute, you know, I came to participate. And
you were bad.
I'm just
going to
sit
boat.
At the dock for the next 2 hours.
They're never going to invite you back.
But it all worked out. But yeah, so you know, get that generator in place. You know, it's more than just putting on the lights. You got to think about all those different scenarios. Okay, what are you most thankful for as a boater? We're going to talk about it next on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.